Kim Kardashian is mocked for taking 0 bites of food in her Beyond Meat ad. Now, I thought this would be a pretty interesting read because, one, Kim Kardashian makes a lot of money in a lot of different ways, and it almost seems like there's nothing that she won't do for money, which is crazy. Like, how much more money do you need to make that you're going to constantly keep doing something? So, Kim Kardashian is being publicly skewered for taking 0 bites of food and appearing to fake chew in her new Beyond Meat ad. I believe so much in the mission of Beyond Meat that I've stepped in to help with my greatest asset, my taste, the reality star 41 said in the vegan company's 30-second video that debuted Tuesday on Instagram. And just saying, her greatest asset is probably not her taste. It's her social media following. So as Kardashian recited her line straight to the camera while in the kitchen for the commercial, a chef placed a variety of dishes containing the plant-based meat substitute in front of her. Which, by the way, let's actually check out the video. No audio. Let's do this. I believe so much in the mission of Beyond Meat that I stepped in to help with my greatest asset. Look at that. Look at that. No bite. No bite. Pretending to fake eat. Still pretending to fake eat. Like, it's like the fakest ad that anyone probably has ever made. Which is kind of funny, because Beyond Meat is fake meat. Which, by the way, if you were to actually look at the ingredients for Beyond Meat, you'd be very disappointed because you're like, oh, I was trying to get something healthy. You look at the ingredients, you're like, oh, there's so many chemicals within this substitute that is probably more unhealthy to eat Beyond Meat than it is to just eat meat. Okay? I'm just saying, like, look at the actual ingredients of Beyond Meat, and you're going to be very disappointed. So first it was a vegan burger cut in half, which the Skims founder held up to her face while she moved her closed mouth in a chewing-like motion. As many social media users pointed out, the sandwich remained intact. Which, by the way, if you clicked on the episode, we used this photo. I mean, like, look at this. Look at this, right? Like, I mean, to be this, like, blatant with it. Which, here's the thing. This could be all planned, right? This, like, super obvious fake eating was probably done on purpose because Kim Kardashian knew that people would drag her for it, that people would talk about it. I mean, there's literally news articles about her pretending to eat fake meat. Think about that. So Kardashian then used a fork to stab a plant-based meatball, which she held up to her face before squeezing a lime over a plate of tacos. This plant-based meat is not only amazingly delicious, but is also better for you and better for the planet, she said as she continued the same chewing-like motion. Now here's the thing, right? The thing that I don't really like about this comment, like this comment is like a matter-of-fact comment, right? Which isn't the case, right? Because if you put in a lot of chemicals into your body, that's not necessarily healthier. And I don't think anyone's really ever seen the full process of how the Beyond Meat burger is actually made. If we were to see that, maybe we find out, oh, maybe this actually isn't that great for the planet. Right, so people need to take all this stuff with like a grain of salt. Like, I mean, we can maybe believe some of it, but not all of it. So the next scene showed the reality star using her fork to pick up some bratwurst before fist pumping the chef. It's a simple change that makes a really big difference, Kardashian said, of making the switch to a plant-based diet. And now that I'm Beyond Meat's chief taste consultant, there's never been a better time to go beyond. You didn't show her actually consuming the product. Did she actually eat it? Wrote one critic, who was among several arguing that the ad actually made them not want to purchase the product. I ain't buying it 'cause you ain't really eating it. Crying face emoji. The wisecracks were endless as many dropped comments like, fake eating, I see you. You didn't even eat the food. Crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji, crying face emoji. And this is Beyond Meat. So good, you don't even have to eat it. Disappointed face, basically. However, others were quick to praise Kardashian for using her platform to promote plant-based eating. To my beautiful vegan fam, especially my fellow ethical vegans, please think critical and understand the impact this collaboration will have in terms of the massive influence. One vegan activist commented, to have at Kim Kardashian encouraging her 300 million plus followers to eat plant-based is simply a win for animals and the environment, no matter how you view it. And here's the thing that I view, right? I don't think there's anything wrong with people wanting to go to a more plant-based diet, as long as they get all their nutrients and all the kind of stuff that they need. But the reality is, whether you go plant-based or you go more carnivore or you go more traditional diet, the reality is there are no good sides, right? Every single diet, right, has an impact on the environment, whether you want to admit it or not, right? The majority of plant-based diets are provided by massive farming that mows down critters, bugs, other plant life, right? So there's a lot of deaths involved in that. There's a lot of deaths involved in animal farming. There's a lot of deaths involved in just traditional farming as well. Like every single side of like feeding the human race is not a pretty side, right? It's all gray. There's nothing black and white, whether you go plant-based, carnivore, or middle of the road. It's all basically bad. I mean, that's the reality of it. Because if you go more plant-based, you're probably going to end up going the more chemical route to get more nutrients in your body, more vitamins in your body, because you have to supplement typically with extra things to get everything that you actually need to stay more plant-based. Carnivore or whatever, or more meat-based, you could take in less vitamins because typically meat, beef, liver, that kind of stuff will have more dense nutrients for you. So technically, you could take less chemicals overall to get the same equivalent of a more plant-based diet. But at the same time, are you okay with massive animal farming? Are you okay with massive plant-based farming? Are you okay with basically eating crazy amounts of chemicals in all of your food? Right? I mean, we're at the point where bananas are chemically, genetically altered, okay? Nothing is really that natural anymore. That's something that people need to realize. So, yeah, you could push whatever diet you want to have. The reality is, nothing is really that good for you, period. So they added, none of us, and I do mean none of us, have that type of influence and access to that many people globally on none of our social media platforms like she does. Even if you have all of us combined our following, We still don't have that type of reach she does, so this is a win in many capacities. But again, this is the thing, right? Yes, she is bringing attention to a, you know, in quotes, plant-based product to her massive following. The only problem is, do people actually view Beyond Meat Burger or the Beyond Meat products as actually healthy for plant-based diets? Because there's a lot of people who are vegans or vegetarians that do not like Beyond Meat because of the sheer amount of chemicals that are actually in Beyond Meat, right? There's a lot of different options out there for healthy plant-based products, right? Or healthier plant-based products. Because here's the thing. Like, this is the reality too, right? You could technically be vegan and I think eat Oreos. So just because you eat like more of a vegan diet doesn't necessarily mean that it's healthy or that it's better for you. It's just something to keep in mind. I mean, I think there's nothing wrong with a influencer of her size to promote something that maybe she believes in. Maybe she does believe in Beyond Meat or at the very least a more plant-based diet. And there's nothing wrong with that. But still, if you have an ad where you literally don't show yourself eating any of the products that you claim that you love, that you claim that you taste, that you love the taste. Okay, let's put it this way, right? Kim Kardashian has a video out there of her tasting something that is meat-like openly, okay? And enjoying the taste of this meat-like substance. And yes, she's not tasting this Beyond Meat burger. Does that make sense? Like, think about that for a second, right? I think this was like a very odd ad to put out there. And again, maybe it was all on purpose because people are going to talk about her not eating food in her ad about food and that she supposedly loves the taste of this food that she doesn't eat on video at all. This is something really weird. By the way, if you want to learn how to like get out of debt and master your money, go to 40inbox.com. Now, the interesting thing about this, I also wanted to check out this article. Kim Kardashian named Beyond Meat's chief taste consultant. So Beyond Meat is betting big on star power, teaming up with a name that you're probably familiar with, Kim Kardashian. For his new ad campaign, now Kardashian's newest title on her resume, Beyond Meat's chief taste consultant. Yahoo Finance Entertainment reporter Alexandra Canal has more on this for us. And Ali, I guess, first, any idea of what exactly that means, chief taste correspondent for the team? Alexandra Canal. Well, apparently, she's a big fan of Beyond Meat, even though there's no video of her eating it. She feeds it to her kids. She said it's her favorite plant-based brand, so perhaps she's going to help them with their sustainability goals to see what different products, but to me, this feels like okay. She has 313 million followers on Instagram alone, so I feel like she's going to heavily promote the products. But you also got to think about this too. She's not going to just be promoting Beyond Meat. She's going to be promoting scammy NFTs, scammy crypto coins, scammy detox teas, scammy different products as well, right? At the end of the day, she is an influencer where her time, her audience can be bought and paid for by various companies. So now on the heels of this news, Beyond Meat saw a bit of a stock pop before plummeting again. So we know Beyond Meat has struggled with that Wall Street rebound. It closed down 7% today, is down 80% year over year, more than 60% year to date, and this is due to a few factors. I've been on the show multiple times talking about the plant-based revolution a lot of new companies out there, not just plant-based, but lab-grown meat. We talked yesterday, Shauna, about fungi-based meat. So a lot of competition investors are getting a bit more critical with their questions. How healthy is Beyond Meat? Very good question. How can we make it taste better? So I think because of that, they're struggling to sustain the growth that we saw when it skyrocketed in its IPO. It's now trading below that IPO price, so it's struggling a bit. But hopefully Kim K can help revive them. She's a billionaire. She has multiple businesses. She's obviously got real present online. In the streets, they love Kim K. Maybe. Dave Briggs really need that Make a Plant Burger at McDonald's to succeed. Now here's the thing. This is the reality, right? If Beyond Meat really wanted to like maybe make a comeback or maybe get way more sales than they're currently doing, what they need to do is do something along the lines that a company and also YouTuber who goes by More Plates, More Dates does with their company, with their products. And it deals with a combination of influencer marketing with affiliate marketing. So what I mean by this is, like, let's say they pay, you know, Kim Kardashian, I don't know, like seven figures to be a brand ambassador, all that sort of stuff and whatnot, and give her a specific link where she will get a percentage commission for every product sale or every purchase order that someone buys through her link. So she could keep promoting Beyond Meat to her hundreds of millions of fans, get a cutback, a kickback, so she can make disgusting amounts of money from that and promoting the product from Beyond Meat, okay? It's a win-win in that situation. When you have something as lazy as just paying someone to be in a stupid ad is a waste of money for Beyond Meat. Kim Kardashian is going to make a lot of money for literally not even eating the food in the video. And guess what? She's just going to get even bigger. She's going to get more famous on the back of the money from Beyond Meat. So Beyond Meat is beyond stupid for how they are marketing themselves and their products. Point blank. That is the reality of the situation. Regardless if you like their product or not, their marketing strategy is beyond stupid. Because here's the reality. If you had the money that Beyond Meat has to promote your products, you could get so many sales from various influencers to buy your products. And look, another good example of this too, right, is the company behind Bang, which is like a pharmaceutical company that created the energy drink Bang energy drink, right? They did so much influencer marketing and also basically, you know, affiliate marketing, I believe, as well on some of their stuff too, where like it got super viral on multiple different accounts, right? Because here's the thing, if you just rely on a big name like Kim Kardashian just to be a brand ambassador, like really, is that really what you're going to rely on? One big name, right? Like, it's not the same thing as having like a big name like a Joe Rogan, where you have an audience that basically believes that they are friends with Joe Rogan because they literally spend hours and hours listening to him every single day, okay? That is a different audience relationship with someone who has over 300 million followers. Yeah, sure, gets millions of views, likes, engagement on her posts, but a lot of people just don't care about her. That's the reality. They don't really care about her. Yeah, she could generate a lot of money, but they don't care about her. They don't engage with her at the same type of situation that someone would interact or engage with like a podcaster, right? It's just a whole different relationship. And I just think this is such a stupid way of marketing themselves and their product. Like, it really is. I mean, what they should do is maybe create some sort of affiliate marketing slash influencer marketing with someone, let's just say, like, I don't know, basically one of the biggest YouTubers in the world right now, Mr. Beast, Jimmy Donaldson. If they were to pay him millions of dollars and also gave him a very special link that would give him a very hefty commission for every sale that he's able to generate with his viral video, he's going to have potentially 100 million views on a single video, right? And a lot of people going through that link and buying something, okay? They need to do something like that. Companies need to do something like that, especially at like this scale, because they can make so much more money doing something like that. Feel free to give your thoughts. Oh wait, hold on. Let's check out some of these comments. The very first comment, the top comment, I will never buy this now. Okay, let's keep going. Beyond Meat's products must taste absolutely horrible if they're using her as a spokesperson. I also assume that they are paying hefty fees to fast food restaurants to carry their inferior products. Which, by the way, if you were to ever go to like Walmart and you go into the meat aisle and you look at the comparison between like Beyond Meat and like normal beef, Beyond Meat is not cheap by any means. It is not a cheap product. So keep that in mind as well. When you see a company like Beyond Meat naming an influencer chief taste consultant, you can conclude two things. Its CEO ran out of ideas and has no clue how to run the business, I agree, let alone to rescue the company in times of crisis, and two, consider shorting the stock. Ooh. Here's the thing. Regardless of your views on stocks and whatnot, we could never recommend anyone shorting a stock because the potential losses is infinite. Like, that's the reality of the situation. If you try to short a stock, if you try to short a currency, if you try to short anything, your potential losses are infinite. Like, we could only recommend people going like long or thinking very long term because like that is such a dangerous route to take. Yeah, you could potentially make a lot of money very quickly, but you could lose everything very quickly as well. So be very careful when it comes to shorting stuff. Kim probably uses a lot of imitation meat when no one is available. Wow. If there's anyone who can taste the difference between meats, it's Kim Kardashian. Jeez, there's people making like jokes that I was basically making. U.S. Army canned rations weren't that bad. My favorite was bacon and eggs. Overseas in the 1970s, we tried some from the Korean War, 1953, still technically edible. Beyond Meat hires someone without taste to be a taste consultant. George Carlin would have said, if you take a bad situation and make it worse without taste, you'll end up with Kim K. Oh, now I know why Beyond Meat dropped 7% on Tuesday, May 24th. She is definitely an expert on tasting meat. I saw a video where she was tasting the meat from a popular rap star. I feel so bad for making that joke now because everyone is making that joke. You just can't make this stuff up beyond hilarious. I think Caitlyn Jenner would have been a more suited for the consultant position for Beyond Meats. Why would you use a fat girl to evaluate a vegetarian product? Glad I sold that stock last year. She must have an extraordinary taste for meat. Wow, shows they're becoming very desperate. I agree. I have worked in the comedy business for 30 years and didn't see this coming. I don't want it. Give it to ye. I will never buy anything that this family and their associates advertise. They can have it all. I'm just here for the jokes. Time to look at the short interest of this company and short it to bankruptcy. These execs are clueless. Now I know I would never eat this stuff. Oh, come on. I'm talking about the Beyond Meat. She prefers dark meat, Kim Hu. Is this a joke? Seriously, if anyone knows meats, it's the Kardashians. Please tell me you're kidding me. I pay her as much attention as I do politicians. None at all. Feel free to give your thoughts about this whole situation. Honestly, I personally think that Beyond Meat is doing everything that they possibly can to basically toss spaghetti against the wall and see what sticks. But I'm telling them, like, if they were to ever stumble upon this video for whatever reason, do what More Plates, More Dates and Gorilla Mind is doing to promote their products. Do something along those lines where it's a combination of affiliate marketing and influencer marketing. Because what they're doing right now is horrendous. It's such a waste of money. And I bet you they didn't just pay her a couple million dollars. I bet you they probably paid her like 10 mil minimum. I bet. And that is such a waste of money. Such a waste of money.